Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourself that quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. I don't know about you, but I am more than ready to hear what he has to share with us on today, as he always, always, always does such a phenomenal job. Immediately following our words of encouragement, Brother Bradshaw will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. September 2021, and this is the 29th, and September is boogity boogity, is on its way out. We're glad to have you with us this morning. Danielle, hoping you're having a, starting off with a good day as well. And we're going to already claim this day. We're going to already claim the victories that we're going to have during the course of this day. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, and check that word out when you're reading the Bible, it's not savior, as in Jesus Christ, it's savor, as in seasoning. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to trod on the foot of men. But ye are the light of the world. A city that's set up on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and give it light throughout the house. Ye are the light. So shine, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Thank you very much for that beautiful song that was played before our program. We have several of them on Mondays, on Tuesdays. Beautiful song. And in that particular song that was just sung, Brother Patrick Matlock's brother is singing in that song. I don't know that Brother Patrick can sing at all. He didn't care a tune in the bucket. But anyway, I know that his brother is in that song. And he got a sister here in Atlanta that's a singing child. I'm telling you, a singing. So I don't know how long, I don't know how far that singing been passed on in his family, but I do know that his brother does a wonderful job in that particular song. We have several people that I want to mention before I mention another passage of description of some people who are sick, some people who have passed away. And then, of course, some of those who are still on the program, we do ask you to pass this number along. It's just one digit figures of letters pass on. It's not like on our Sunday program when we do Zoom where you got to have three to come on calls, letters, numbers to use. This just this one phone number, pass it on to somebody so that they can be blessed with our morning program. But this morning, I want to mention several people that we need to make prayer requests for. And one is Brother Vern Gamble, passed away last week. He is the brother of Dennis Gamble, who preaches down here in Georgia. And they're from the Detroit area. At least they used to live in Detroit. And he used to preach up in that particular area. And so this is Dennis Gamble's brother, Vern Gamble, passed away last week. Great song leader. And we were big buddies, big friends. And preaching friends, great song leader. Some of his business that he used to have, we bought a car from him and still got that same car. He's got over 300,000 miles on it right now, a little Toyota that my wife bought from Vern Gamble a pretty good while ago. So we want to be with his family. No services or any arrangements have been made at this particular time. We're still waiting for that. But be with Brother Dennis Gamble, brother passed away, Vern Gamble, from up around the Detroit area. His mother passed away several years ago when they moved her down here. But so we want to keep her in our prayer. And then we got Sister Kim Conley in West Virginia, who's going in the hospital for a surgery next month in October. So we want you to keep her in the prayer. And that's the daughter of Glenda Conley in West Virginia, and she's on her way to work probably now, up around Charleston, West Virginia. And so we want to keep her in our prayer as well, so she can go in the hospital. And we're going to already claim the victory on that, Sister Kim. And I know that you're going to be just fine. Also, Brother John Steele, who's the preacher in West Virginia there, he's sight is a little bit having a little trouble with his sight. Great gospel preacher. I've preached there many times up in the West Virginia area. And so we want to pray, keep him in our prayers as well, a great gospel preacher. But he can preach with his eyes closed anyway. He can preach. He got so many good sermons. And he's a man who knows the word of God. And so we pray for his speedy recovery. And then Sister Brenda in Detroit, thank you very much for your support, for your letters, for your financial support once a month or so for our programs. Thank you. We do appreciate you, and we love you very much. And we hope that all is well with you in Detroit. And, of course, today is Sister Anderson, Cynthia Anderson, one of our members' birthday. She's from Jamaica, and we love her very much. It's on the 29th. Yep, today is the day. This is her birthday, so we want to wish her a birthday. A happy birthday. And I may be bouncing back and forth, but Brother Clee Johnson, who is a member of our congregation, he's out in California right at this particular time. His brother passed away last week, and they haven't made any arrangements at all for that funeral. I know it'll be in October. It'll be in October before they have that funeral, Brother Clee Johnson. And then, Brother, then one of my great motorcycle friends, Dr. D, is his motorcycle name. He's recovering from several operations, and he just had a heart operation, I think, just the last week or so. I talked to him yesterday, and he's in really good spirits, and so we're glad that we're praying for his speedy recovery. And then also, Eva Stevens, who is a long, 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 Lord have mercy, we've been knowing that child for a long while. Eva Stevens passed away. We got word that she passed away, and last time we knew anything about her, she was in Louisville, Kentucky. She used to worship with us in Paducah, Kentucky, when I used to be the minister of the Ninth Street Church of Christ down there. And so we want to keep that family in our prayers. And as far as we know, there's no arrangements we made, because we just found out about it on yesterday. And so we want to keep all of them in our prayers. Then keep him in the prayer. Creek, Rick and Jayla and all of that family. And people down in Rome, Georgia, and Savannah, Georgia, and all of our listeners, wherever you might be. And, of course, one of our speakers on Friday, our brother Brian Tanzel, he and his wife is in Virginia with their dogs. Most of you didn't know this, but they raised some professional dogs. And, of course, she's a professional dog groomer, his wife is. But they in a competition. This week, all week, down in Virginia Beach, in a dog show down there. And last time I talked to him, he said there's over 100 dogs down there this week participating, and a couple of their dogs are down there, and they have several trophies and have won several awards. So keep him in your prayers too, also, as he travels back to Atlanta, Georgia. Sometime during this week after the dog show. So we have several people who are on our sick list and who are just dealing with some situations right now. Things are sort of chaotic. And one of my favorite preachers, one of my good preachers, is Brother Joel. He's stable and doing good. And so we have several who are on our prayer list today. But remember, if you will, Sister Kim, as she goes into the hospital, probably for just not an outpatient, but will stay the night and then probably go home the next day. One of the things that Jesus did, though, in the midst of confusion, and one of the things that he did in the midst of all of these deaths in the family, sickness in the families, birthday, all of these kinds of things, Jesus would pull the people to the side. Matter of fact, the Bible says that when he saw the crowd a couple of times, he had compassion on them. And so he knew, of course, he could feel our infirmities, as you would say. And so in the midst of what I just got through saying and mentioning about some of these things that's going on in these people's lives and in the family, you would think that that was full of chaos. You a lot of chaos. But one of the things that Jesus would say, he would get the multitude together, like in Matthew chapter 5, he would get the multitude together, and he would just have them just settle down. Everybody just sort of calm down for just a little minute. In Matthew chapter 5, he would get the multitude together, as they say, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and I'm interested in this word taught, because when Jesus opened his mouth, he didn't just have a general conversation. Most of the time he was trying to teach you something if you would listen. But he would pull the crowd together after all of these deaths we just got to talking about and all these sickness that we got to talking about. He would say, just settle down for just a minute. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for his name's sake. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that would do persecute for righteousness' sake, and for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, men which revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And then he said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted also the prophets which were before you. You know, you have to age in ministry to really get what Matthew 5 is all about. Because when I first started in ministry back in my younger days, I really didn't have a clue who was poor in spirit. Hadn't even thought about nobody that was mourning over a particular situation or who the meek. All I know is we used to say, he said, blessed are the meek, not the weak in heart. You know, that was one of our little things. And then we said, blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You have to mature. You have to mature in your ministry. You have to mature in your Christianity to really start to understand all of what Matthew 5 is all about. All I know is that Jesus loves us. He died for us, and he's coming again. And Father, we do thank you, and we're already claiming the victory of those who are going into hospitals. We're already claiming the comfort that you're going to give the families of those who have already passed away. And we are rejoicing for you for another birthday for those who are now having birthdays along the way. So we give you the honor, the glory, and we give you the praise. And we thank you for this program. And we hope each one of you will have a super-duper day. In Jesus' name, amen.